Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Jefferson University women's basketball standout Rachel Day, who just hit a big three-pointer, in fact, became the all-time program leader in three-point field goals made, another accomplishment and outstanding career. And Rachel, thanks for coming in and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
So I know I talked to you after you got your 1,000th point, and I think this kind of falls into that same category. It's the type of thing that you learn about, it's approaching, you know it's there, you deep down know you're going to get it. It's just a matter of when. How did you deal with that?
It was definitely a lot of pressure, similar to my 1,000 points. I definitely knew it was coming. Going into that game, I only needed one to officially break the record. So that was weighing pretty heavily on my mind over the course of that week. But when I went into the game, I just felt confident, and Coach was confident in me. My teammates were confident in me, so just let it fly.
And it was early, right? One of the first sets you guys ran, right?
Yeah, it was the first points of the game, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So out of your hand, does it feel good? And you're like, all right, there it is, and let's go to work.
Yeah, right when I left my hand, I kind of felt it. But yeah, and it was nice that it came from Jess. I played with her in high school, so it was just nice that it came from her. Yeah.
What was it like in that moment? I mean, like you said, you're cognizant of it, but you're also in kind of in game mode. Was it like, all right, there it is? Or did it really not click that that's the record? Or because it happened so early, it was a little easier to take that deep breath and be cognizant you got it?
Definitely. Because it happened earlier, it was a lot easier to just go right into game mode. But I could definitely hear my family in the stands and things like that. But I just smiled and then just kept playing.
What does that mean to you? I mean, this is not a program that's 10 years old. This is a program that's had a lot of success over a long length of time. And you're at the top of the list of something like that. What's that mean?
It's definitely really cool. I mean, Coach has always, told me I was, I'm going to do this. You're going to get 1,000 points. You're going to be really successful. And it's definitely, a long time coming, I guess, for me. Like, it's just very exciting to have this kind of accomplishment now.
Talk to me a little bit about the evolution of your game. I mean, growing up, was distance shooting always your thing as a kid?
It's always been my thing. My dad has always been working with me on my shot and things like that. So, yeah.
When did you start to realize that you were a little better than the people you were playing with growing up, where you start to think, like, for most of us, our days end, if we're lucky, in high school, more likely on the playground. When did you start to think, hey, you know what? I can take this a little further.
Probably in high school. Shooting is definitely the thing that I do the best on the court. I know a lot of people are better at, I'm not very good at, driving to the basket or finishing around, finishing layups and things like that. But it's always been my strong suit. So I just kind of worked with it and just kept on enhancing that part of my game, and it ended up paying off. So.
But one thing, and so as someone who's watched you over your career, I feel like when you first came in, you were more of a shooter and you knew what you were there. But I feel your whole floor game has improved, where I know doing a few of our games, we've been on triple double alert for you because you get to like 8 rebounds, 6 assists with time. All right, just talk about how that's come along. Is that experience? Is that comfort on the floor? Is that kind of expanding your game?
Yeah, it's definitely experience, I would say. When I was a freshman, I definitely would go into the games just thinking, okay, just try to get like a few shots up, just try to get a few threes up. But as you get older, it's just, where can you contribute the most on the floor? And especially in games, where I can't get open shots or I'm struggling to score the ball, it's just that much more important, that I get that rebound, that I get that steal, that I make that extra pass. So,
what has college basketball meant to you? As far as it's such a big part of your life, and now you're counting down the days to when it's over, have you started to take stock of the whole experience?
Yes, pretty much every single game. My co-captain and I just kind of, reminisce about, the last 4 years. It's just crazy how fast it's flown by, but, I've made such great friends. I've had such great experiences, and it is really sad. And, it's just going to be that much harder to move on from it. But it was the best experience I could ever ask for, especially at Jefferson.
And here in your final year, you guys are having such a great run. How satisfying is that to be able to cap this? And there's still work to do, but to know you're going out with this type of season.
It feels awesome, especially because we had a not so great season last year. It's just the bounce back, you know, the fact that we were all able to come together after last season and just decide, you know what, we're not going to let this happen again. And we've collectively decided to do that. We work together really hard every game. We play together really well. There's just a positive energy that we didn't have last year.
And do you see ways, how has playing basketball helped you grow as a person, specifically here through your college years?
Definitely. Just in like a small things as like group projects, you can just see how like sometimes, you know, student athletes kind of take a leadership role in, you know, school related things. So basketball has definitely helped me, you know, figure that out and be more comfortable and confident in myself, just in any kind of situation or group.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.